Brilliance Audio presents The Raid by Stephen Concoli, performed by Tom Rivera. Agent Joe Pittman concentrated on the twisty Jeep trail unfolding in the headlights.
"Dude, slow the hell down,"
said Sal Contreras from the passenger seat. Even at 15 miles per hour, accidentally driving off one of these trails could put their vehicle out of commission. Worst case scenario, he rolled the SUV navigating a sharp turn. Neither of them needed that on their records. They were two of the newest Border Patrol agents assigned to the El Centro sector.
"I don't think I can go any slower than this," said Pittman. "I feel like I'm driving in a school zone."
"Better than driving us off a cliff," said Contreras. "I think it's time to stop and figure out exactly where we are. We might be able to triangulate our position with the map."
"What does the GPS say?"
"Nothing useful. It has us on the other side of the border now," said Contreras. "Back at Signal Road."
"We're definitely not on the other side of the border," said Pittman.
Contreras had been assigned to the El Centro station a few weeks ago, spending most of his time north of the city, searching vehicles headed away from the border toward Brawley. Pittman had been driving these roads most of that time. Not that this made him anything close to an expert on the area. The Jeep trails all looked the same at night.
"How long has the GPS been screwed up?" said Pittman.
"I don't know exactly. Less than 10 minutes, said Contreras. "The last time you asked, our position seemed fine."
"Is the GPS locked onto any satellites?"
"Three, according to the screen," said Contreras.
Pittman thought about it for a few seconds while squinting at the rutted trail ahead of them. Was it possible that he'd taken a wrong turn and driven them into the military exclusion zone he'd heard other agents talking about? Was it this close to his assigned zone? That might explain the GPS issue. The military could be spoofing the signal out here, discouraging curious trespassers by making navigation difficult. If that turned out to be the case, they were screwed. El Centro's station chief would transfer the two of them north to Indio Station, placing them as far away from the border as possible without having to pay for them to move. As far as Pittman was concerned, the border was the only place to be in this job. On top of that, his fiancée would probably call it quits if they had to move again. He'd dragged her across three states in the Southwest over the past year and a half before finally landing this job a few months ago.
"Next chance I get, I'll turn us around," said Pittman. "Head back the way we came until we get a GPS signal. We might have accidentally driven into a restricted area."
Restricted area? Here?